Let's now consider the balance of payments, the accounting identity which is a foundation for much further analysis in international finance. You can think of the balance of payments as a summary of economic transactions dividing flows of money into investing and spending. Basically, what it's saying is that the money flowing out of one country has to be recorded also as the money flowing into another country. And this is where the accounting identity comes in. This isn't some kind of economic theory which might be true or false. This is just like saying 2 plus 2 equals 4, but in a slightly more complicated setting. This is easiest to understand by an example. So let's say that the company Walmart is buying toys from China for the eventual purpose of reselling them in its American stores. That's money flowing out of the United States to China to buy the toys. The question then is, what will the Chinese do with this money? And here we have a few different categories summing up all the possibilities, but the first one is simply that the Chinese might spend that money on U.S. goods. Pictured here, well, medical devices is one area where the Chinese have been importing a lot more from the United States. A second alternative is that the Chinese may be investing that money in the United States. For instance, they might spend to build a new factory. A lot of the Chinese investment in the United States, it takes the form of buying treasury bills issued by our government. That's another way the money might be allocated. Finally, China could take those dollars and simply accumulate them in the form of reserves, that is, hold on to them, and China, in fact, has accumulated several trillion dollars worth of U.S. reserves. You can sum that all up with a single identity represented here. On the left-hand side is the current account, and you can think of that as the difference between what a country earns minus what it spends. So if earning minus spending is positive, that will mean there is money flowing into the country, and we now need to account for where that money goes. That brings us to the right-hand side of the equation. Well, it could be that money just sits in changes in official reserves. It may be in a central bank somewhere, or that money could flow back out in the form of investment. That would be the capital account, and if the money is flowing out, that's an outflow. We need to apply a negative sign here. And it's just saying that what we're taking in on net, the current account, gets translated into how much of it we sit on, plus how much of it we send back out again. And that is an accounting identity. To see in a picture how the left-hand side and right-hand side of that equation balance, well, this is the U.S. balance of payments. If you look here, what you see is the United States has had generally a current account deficit for many years, and what that means is that we are importing, our imports here are greater than our exports, so we are sending money abroad on the current account, but that in turn is balanced by a surplus we run on the capital account pictured here, so that means foreigners are taking that money and investing it back in the United States. One thing you can learn by looking at this picture is that a current account deficit doesn't have to be bad. That is, if you think these investments represented by the offsetting capital inflow are doing good for the U.S. economy, well, this balance is a situation which can be entirely acceptable. Now let's give just a bit more detail on the current account and capital account to see more clearly what's behind it. The current account, we've already talked about exports minus imports, that we call the balance of trade, and that's by far the most important component of the current account. The current account has another component. It's called net income on capital invested abroad. So net income means income you're earning currently now. That's why we call it the current account. So an example there would be dividends. Now we have a whole video, our video on dark matter, which is only on this part of the current account, so I'm going to skip over it now, go to the other video if you wish. Finally, in the current account, another set of current payments would be net transfers, an example there being foreign aid. If you add all of those up, you have the current account. Don't confuse the current account and balance of trade, but that said, the balance of trade is generally the most important part of the current account. Now the capital account. This too has several parts. One primary part of the capital account is foreign direct investment. The example there would be foreigners building a factory in the United States. Another example would be portfolio investment, say in stocks and bonds, so China could take its money and, say, buy some shares on a U.S. stock exchange. That's buying a secondary claim to an existing investment rather than starting up a new investment all over again. And then finally, also in the capital account, you will find things like shifting bank deposits, which represent a movement of capital from one country to another. This is a very basic topic in international finance, and it's a foundation for a lot of what is to follow. If you'd like further information, well, you can start by going to some very basic sources, using Google on the important keywords, and see also our text, Cowan and Tabarrok, Modern Principles, Macroeconomics, the chapter on international finance.